So tefillah is not an experience limited to Am Yisrael.
Shlomo dedicates the Beis HaMikdash, he refers to the Beis HaMikdash as Beisi, Beis Tefillah Yikarei L'chol HaAmim. We said today, Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim Shevchu Kol HaAmim, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chazdeo V'mas Hashem Le'olam HaLuliyah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim is demonstrating tefillah not only for Am Yisrael, but for an entire world by lessening or teaching Paro about tefillah. In fact, teaching Paro about tefillah may be more significant than teaching Am Yisrael because the Jewish people have a tradition, because they're Avos Davin, whereas there's no tradition of tefillah in the non-Jewish world. So Paro has to be taught tefillah. Of course, the messages to Paro will pervade or will begin to percolate outside of Mitzrayim, hopefully to the entire planet, and the Jews are watching as well. So there are four makot that are only removed after prayer. Tzvardea, Arov, Barad, and Arba. I won't discuss today why those are the four. We'll be studying today the tefillah after Tzvardea. Mirtz Hashem on, I think it's Wednesday, we'll take a look at the tefillah after Barad. But there are four makos that have a tefillah. The other makos just dissipate on their own or end without any warning. These are the four makos that end with a tefillah. Let's take a look at Moshe's tefillah, and in particular, two very quick aspects. Number one, Paro calls Moshe frantically, Vayikra Paro LaMoshe, source number one, Hatira LaShem, Davin Takadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe has a very strange response, line number two. Vayama Moshe LaParo, Hitpa'er Alai, very strange word, challenge me, see if you can be better than me, see if you can be more attractive or more majestic than me. It's like a personal challenge. We'll get to this a little bit later. Limatai atir lacha v'lavadecha uliyamcha lachrisat tzvardim. When do you want the tzvardim to be removed? I want you to challenge me, and I'll daven for you, and I'll daven, and we'll pick a time. We'll schedule a time for the tzvardeya to disappear. So Paro says, okay. Vayomer, source number one, line three, lamacha. Why don't you daven now so that the tzvardeya should disappear tomorrow? It's like scheduling an email for a little bit later. Normally, you schedule an email, you send the email, it goes out immediately. But you can schedule an email that you'll send it now, but it'll only be sent on the internet a day or two later. Why this game? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu prompt it? It's not Paro's decision. Moshe prompts it. Hispire alai. Look at that word on the second line. Limatai. Limasai. When do you want the tzvardeya? Pick a time. You'd think that Moshe should daven now, and the tzvardeya should disappear or return to the Nile at this moment during his davening. Yeah, Moshe incites Paro. Paro follows the bait. There's a little bit of a game going on here. That I'll daven now, but the tzvardeya will disappear tomorrow. Rashi fills in the blanks. Rashi explains what I just articulated. Source number two, line number two. Ilan emar matai atir. Had Moshe said, when should I daven? Hayamashma matai palel. Tell me when you want me to daven. Achshav shenemar limatai mashma ani hayom et palel. I'll daven immediately. That the tzvardim will disappear based on our mutually agreed upon moment. Why this game, davening now for the tzvardeya to disappear at some later date? Question is, how do you relate that to Mishpacha? In the pagan world, there's also a relationship between God and man, and that relationship between God and man also has man trying to solicit certain responses from their gods, but the relationship is very different. In the pagan world, you're trying to bribe God, you're trying to appease God, you're trying to manipulate God, you're trying to praise God. Essentially, man and God are on the same playing field. God's a little stronger than man. So you're trying to marshal all those forces that you don't possess to your benefit. So I'll sacrifice a lot of bulls, I'll throw a lot of virgins on the altar, I'll get God to execute my will, my decisions, my interests, to defend me in battle. I'll praise God, I'll appease God. It's very manipulative. It's masi de'ana. There's no relationship between the gods and the pagan deities. They're just bureaucrats, these gods in heaven, who have certain powers that you want to invoke or you want to draw to your benefit. Tefillah is not an appeasement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not manipulating Hashem. The word tefillah comes from the word petil. The word petil is a string. Naftilei petila. We're trying to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a relationship. The word karban is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I manipulate people that I have a relationship with. I build the relationship and I ask, I would like this favor, I would like this request. I'm happy to do reciprocate whatever needs you have. Tefillah is built on a relationship, and that relationship allows us to render requests from the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
The difference between the first model, which is mechanical and magical and appeasement and manipulative, and the second model, which is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we have their ability to lodge requests and at some point to actually render demands, is precision. If I'm appeasing or I'm prompting or I'm bribing, there's no reliance. I can't determine what. I can try to leverage those forces in heaven to remove Tzvardim. But that leveraging will happen right now. I'm leveraging those forces, and right now those powers of removing Tzvardim will be expressed, and the Tzvardim will be removed immediately. But if I want to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Tzvardim should disappear tomorrow at 3:15, that's a request. That's a communication. That's an interaction between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if I'd ask you, tomorrow meet me at 10 o'clock in front of the hotel. We'll go for a walk. But tomorrow, please. So it's the precision here is crucial, because it highlights that tefillah is not primarily magical or mechanical or pushing buttons that are constructed with certain powers and by appease God or bribe God.